The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Though testified by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and all are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption of Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by his blood to prove his righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed through the forbearance of God, to prove his righteousness in the present time, that he might be righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. What occasion is there for boasting? What occasion is there then for boasting? It is ruled out. On that principle, what of that of works? Nope. Rather, on the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles, for God is one and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith and the uncircumcised through faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. With the Lord there is mercy and the fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. So let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you did the buildings. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stop those trying to enter." When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility towards him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, here we are. I am still in Montgomery, Alabama. It's 3:40 in the morning, getting ready to go and pick up my plane and to head back to Erie, God willing. So I ask your prayers. Anyway, today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Martyrs, St. Isaac and St. John de LaBeouf, you know, and if you ever have a chance, go to their place in Arizville, New York, where they were martyred and where they're buried, and they gave up their life for Christ. But all that, giving up our lives, whatever, all settles down to still what Jesus did for us. It's him who gives us the grace. So in the first reading, when it talks about everything is about faith, we're justified by faith, but this faith is not just a faith you say, "I believe." This faith is something you live with your life every day, that we say yes to what Jesus did for us and we receive that what he did is what will save me. It's what Jesus did on the cross that you and I will be saved forever because of Jesus. So today, let's be grateful that Jesus Christ took our sins and paid for them on the cross. And let us live our life by faith in what he did by living his life within us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.